That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight I'm really glad to be back because I have had a week of the September blues, which we're all going to be going through. I'm not going to do a weekly cosmic tip tonight because I'm going to walk you through this week a little at a time, because the new era begins with the Aries full supermoon, and that's on Friday. I have a lot to tell you. I did not have enough time to write everything, so I'll finish it up next week. So this is the week that everyone has been preparing for since we started on New Year's Day 2023. As the week opens, the hard aspects are activated. It's a time of finding truth. Change is inevitable, but know that eventually this change will open a door for a new world. Mars opens the Aries full wolf moon. Mars opposes the Aries full wolf moon, and it brings in a critical time that's frustrating. It brings in unrest, social unrest. So much is being revealed at this time. The world is feeling great insecurity, and the leaders are having a problem dealing with it all. We could see an attack or something big blow up. People are beginning to fight back. They are ready to take control of matters into their own hands, because what they have been seeing and of what has happened, they feel is unjust and are ready to take control. Finally, my goodness, I've been waiting 2.5 years for someone to do something. This is a very critical week. Expect the unexpected. What will occur will change the world dramatically. There is something going on in the government and with President Biden. It looks very dark and difficult. People are on red alert as the week opens. The moon is in Capricorn and will conjunct Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. At the same time, it will be squaring Mars and the sun, so the truth has to come out. Pluto is the planet of major transformational changes, especially on the emotional level. Everything is going to change, and something big could happen on Monday and continuing throughout the week. I hope everybody's ready to take a deep breath. Also, know that there has been undercurrents happening that will affect our future profoundly. A time of diplomatic solution may now begin. Mars, the archetype warrior, feels drained and tired, which poses an opportunity to renegotiate all old conflicts as well. Some powerful woman may feel called to take the lead now. That's going to be interesting. Clarity and truth come during midweek, and we all need to face it. The truth always frees us from darkness, bringing freedom and healing. Because of the events that are occurring, people will come together to make the world recalibrate and work towards a better future. There's a lot that needs to change concerning humanity. People see it. People recognize it, bringing in inevitable change. As we approach the full moon in Aries, it feels very somber and dark. We are awakening to truth, but it doesn't look easy. Things feel heavy and oppressive, and it's not a pleasant awakening, and it will involve many changes that are affecting many governments. People will be overthinking and trying to come up with solutions, and they are out on overdrive. This is difficult. The answers are coming, but they are hard to implement. There is so much red tape, and we can't get things moving as fast as we should. Many things have been repressed from us, and now the people are speaking out. They're speaking out against the governments around the world. People know the truth by now, and we need the truth. These events involve major repercussions around governments, secrets, along with secrets surrounding the repression of alien contact. So a lot of these secrets are going to be coming out. Many people will be embarrassed. On a positive note, so much has been repressed around health and healing. Now we are starting to understand the truth about healing and medical cures. This is the time that we all need to address the greed and corruption that has been holding back the truth. The new discoveries that we all need around the world today. Venus squares Uranus. There will be disruption around the area of relating to other people peacefully and calmly. Our relationships could be under pressure and stress. React with kindness if you possibly can. Like, thank you for sharing. I didn't know you felt that way. Those types of reactions instead of angry reactions. You may be dealing with people with two faces. Don't trust everyone. You'll see it. You'll know it when people are two-faced. As the moon in Pisces conjuncts Neptune, be cautious of others as well as what you are seeing out there in the news. Don't trust it. You cannot trust all that you are hearing today. I don't know if you know what Libra represents, but I always used to joke about it in high school. I always said, if you're a Libra, you say yes to everybody. So if somebody says, I don't like that friend, you go, well, I don't particularly like him either. And then if a friend, they don't like him, and says, I don't like the other one, you'll say, well, I don't like the other one either. So Libras can be sitting on the mushroom like Alice. Which side makes me taller and which side makes me shorter? And they are fair weather friends. And we're in Libra, so we're in fair weather energy. There is a need for more peace. People need to start moving towards compromise. Nothing is black and white. Oh my, we sure do have a long way to go. Be aware of things that are coming at you. Trust your gut reaction when you sense that things aren't right. It's almost a full moon, so be aware that there's a lot of hidden information that will be coming to the surface. Be aware when things aren't right, both in your private life and in world events. There's a full moon in Aries on September 29th when Venus also squares Uranus, and Mercury makes a trine to the latter, which will be exact on September 30th. It also opposes Mars, and there's a certain degree of anger in what is being brought to the light, what's being brought to the surface. The information is dark, deep, and old. It's been going on for a long time. It will be unbelievable what's going to be coming up to the surface. It's hard to find the truth. People are not being honest. This full moon will bring to light all of the inconsistencies of how we have been lied to, especially with the information regarding COVID. I'm going to tell you something tonight. COVID could have been stopped. It did not have to happen. They started knowing about it in 2017. And that truth will come out to the light. We've been lied to about health and healing. We've been lied to about what happened before the virus. And some of the cures have not been allowed in the U.S. Some of the wonderful cures for serious diseases and that are coming out now. Many do not agree. Many do not need drugs to cure, but the greed has kept them repressed, like cancer and Parkinson's, because they were not in the best interest of drug and the money-making process. I know there was a drug for Parkinson's that they found in 2021, and the pharmaceutical companies would not produce it because they figured out that it was better for people to have Parkinson's and buy the drugs than to promote the cure. That's an example of what's going to be coming to the light. Trust me, the news will be brought out. Healing will be changed dramatically in many areas. It's a creative time that can also bring new relationships. Those who dare to break new ground at this time can almost exclusively win. Friday, September 29th, is the full moon in Aries. A sacred saving symbol for this full moon is: a man succeeds in expressing himself simultaneously in two realms. Actually, we should all express ourselves simultaneously in two realms. This makes me think of the monk who sweeps the floor while simultaneously sweeping his subconscious thoughts. In other words, there's a connection between what you do in your outer world and what goes on in your inner spiritual world. Think about that. Try to get quiet and clean up what's going on inside. Just spray it with peace oil, and you'll be surprised at how much better you'll feel. Astrologers assign a name to different patterns in a chart, termed temperate types. The full moon chart pattern is called a seesaw. Think of an hourglass where both sides are filled with planets and nothing is in between. The result is going back and forth between two opposing sides, where one day you want to go in one direction and the next day you want to go in the opposite direction. The universe is giving you an opportunity at this full moon to see both sides of the coin, so you can make a wise choice for the next steps on your spiritual path. On Saturday, the other side of the full moon, people will be out of control. People will be moving very fast. They will be confused as to what to do. People could go to extremes, be emotionally. Emotional people will be somewhat out of control. There'll be a lot of crying and a lot of upset. This is a historic time in humanity as people are growing expanding, taking their control back. And this does not create a peaceful, mild event. Things are moving fast. People are changing. Things are changing. People's concepts about the world and everything is changing. When Mars aspects Uranus, there can be anger and violence and sudden attacks. So a sudden attack on some level can happen to you. It could be a sudden breakthrough, a sudden event. This energy deals with new births, breakthroughs, and explosions. Everything is happening at a faster pace now. There will be major awareness, wonderful breakthroughs, but also disruption and attacks. All of this can be enlightening, forward moving, good things. It's expansive, and good things are happening because the darkness is moving out, but on a very explosive, fast moving way. That's not easy for anyone. All this can be enlightening, forward moving, good things, expansive. One more thing. Remember that nothing will appear the way it truly is. But the light workers have a sense about that because they can feel it. They can sense it. They can know it. We don't need to be told about any more lies. We know the truth and our world and our planet and the living things on this planet. It's all a reflection that always tells us the truth. That's why I tell you to get back to nature and to watch nature, and you'll see how things are in balance and how things flow easier that way. I'm going to give you a little bit about October and November. There are two eclipses in October. They serve as a transition between ongoing eclipses in Scorpio and Taurus and incoming eclipses in Aries and Libra. The spiritual destiny nodes moved into Aries and Libra last July to set the stage for this energy shift, this huge energy shift. On the physical level, Aries wants independence and to pioneer a new path. Libra wants the comfort of relationships and security. The trick is to balance the two. Esoterically, Aries communicates right action. And Libra revolutionizes your value system so you can live in a higher balance or a higher vibration. Aggressive Mars moves into his favorite sign, intense Scorpio, from October 12th through November 24th. If you are clear in what you need to do next, everyone should just get out of your way and you can accomplish a great deal. If you are unclear, this energy will help you by taking you down into your emotional depths so that you can begin to get clear. Mercury opposes Neptune on the morning of October 2nd. Go easy on making important decisions because your mental intellect does not combine well with your intuition at this time. Also, be careful of drivers who are not paying attention. Hold off deep level conversations until at least October 3rd, when talkative Mercury will be in harmony with deep feeling Pluto. Mercury enters the relationship sign of Libra on October 4th, through October 22nd. This supports conversations about all types of relationships. Libra is the sign of diplomacy, and it can help you in difficult conversations. Sunday, October 8th has Venus moving into Virgo until November 8th. It's not a particularly comfortable sign for the planet of love. The planet of love, money, art, grace, and beauty. But you can get a lot accomplished during this hard-working energy. And this is the time to make your health decisions and insurance decisions for 2024. So you can get a lot of logical work done like that. Do be careful of your tone of voice, as some people will take your critique as criticism. Still, it's great for cleaning house. Also on October 8th, Mars squares Pluto. This is a difficult combination. Stay out of bad neighborhoods and avoid people who have anger issues. Positively, it challenges you to take action, to let go, and to transform your life. Mars enters Scorpio, which is intense, on October 12th, just before the eclipse. Mars makes harmonious trine to Saturn on Thursday and Friday. In October, that is. And that's the 12th and 13th. Put an effort into projects that have a long-term reward implication. Now there's a new moon in October 14th, and it's a near total solar eclipse. It's in Libra. There is an abundance of planets in cardinal signs, which are Libra, Aries, Capricorn, and Cancer. But there's no Cancer planets present now. Cardinal means action. Cardinal means tough times. Cardinal means karma. So you will not lack for things to do. Since the bulk of planets is in the action sign of Libra, do not burn out your adrenal system or go off on a sugar high. A solar eclipse represents new beginnings that come from a deep soul level, as well as past lives. Improve your relationships and create better balance in your life. During the week of October 15th, there are several planetary relationships called inconjunctions or quincunx. Consider the phrase caught between a rock and a hard place. That isn't bad, but it's uncomfortable. Make progress on your projects and don't try to force everything neatly in the short term. Give it time. Friday and Saturday, October 20 and 21st, are good for deep thinking and conversations, but are not so good for being around people who try to force their ideas on you. Luckily, Venus is in harmony with generous Jupiter on the 21st. So you'll have luck in relationships, lottery tickets, maybe a stock market, etc. That's on Saturday, October 21st. The full moon on Sunday, October 28th, is a lunar eclipse. And in Taurus and Scorpio, all of the planets are in earth and water signs. None are in fire and air. Earth and water elements are stability and avoid change. They are great for perseverance and endurance, but they have problems letting go. Lunar eclipses can bring hidden emotions to the surface. Because talkative Mercury and impatient Mars are in Scorpio, take a deep breath before you pop over a sarcastic or critical or dark humor remark. Both are opposing Jupiter, so don't take on too much right now. Now we'll go to November. I'll give you a couple of dates. This is being recorded, so you can certainly download it, probably on Tuesday. Venus moves into one of her favorite signs, relationship Libra, on November 8th until December 4th. This supports social activities and improves all types of relationships. You can make your home or clothes more beautiful. Restrictive Saturn ends his retrograde period. He's been retrograde since June 8th. Now, two of the five outer planets are moving forward after all five have been in the suck of the mud going backwards for a while, all through the summer. This begins a gradual process of moving towards the future. But all five outer planets will not be moving forward until late January. On November 2nd and 3rd, the Sun opposes Jupiter and Venus. On November 2nd and 3rd, the Sun opposes Jupiter and Venus opposes Neptune. Although this is not a bad combination, do be careful of overspending, overeating, or overcommitting, especially since the holiday season is opening. Also, see relationships for what they are, rather than getting caught in fantasy thinking and only seeing what you want. Look at the truth. Saturday the 4th is hard to predict. Saturn is ending his retrograde period since June. So that might have you feeling sluggish and unmotivated. However, busy Mercury and eccentric Uranus are pushing each other now, which can lead to a lot of short, quick activity or short, quick trip. Perhaps the best advice is to run all of your errands quickly and then take a nap. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm giving you the new era energies. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to be talking about the Aries full supermoon happening this coming Friday. So here are our messages and a wonderful song that I pulled out of the air. And you'll like it. It's by Burl Ives. I'll be right back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one-question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th. 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Pick and Slidy Lean. Mr. In Between.
Well, I'm too old for girls and I'm too young for women. I've looked all around and my hopes are a-dimmin'. I feel like a fish not allowed any swimming. And it makes a fella mean to feel he's a part of the lost generation. I feel like a choo-choo that can't find the station. I work like a dog with no recreation. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between makes a fella mean. Mr. In Between.
Got a hot rod Chevy with the twin carburetor, and I know a gal that's a real sharp tomato, and she's got a daddy with a caddy that'll date her. You see what I mean? Those sweet little things just set me a-droolin'. I'm too big for sodas and I'm too old for schoolin'. Too young for lovin', but I'm too old for foolin'. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between tries to live so clean. Mr. In Between.
I feel like a sailboat kept in a bottle. I feel like an engineer that can't find the throttle. I'm too small to walk, but I'm too big to toddle. And Lordy, I'm turning green to see all the men making time with the ladies, the high school kids at the show with their babies, while I run around like a dog with the rabies. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Better leave the scene. Mr. In Between.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with you tonight. And that was Call Me Mr. In Between by Burl Ives, which was a song from the 50s and early 60s. But I liked it, and I thought it was perfect for the energy that we're all in now. Should I go left, should I go right, or should I go straight? That's what we're in now. The Aries full supermoon happens on Friday. The full moon tends to bring our emotions to a head. And because it's in Aries, it will be dynamic full supermoon, meaning that the gravitational pull will be extreme. I am sending prayers, and I ask you all to send prayers over to Morocco because of the devastating earth changes there, as well as to Maui, Hawaii. And these forces show us just how powerful the moon's gravitational pull can be. Aries brings us the warrior energy of Mars, and will be opposing Mars in Libra as well. The energy is focused and speedy. Aries likes to do things quickly, and he thinks everybody else is too slow. Actually, it's known as the child of the zodiac and the bull in the china shop. The energy is impetuous and impatient, restless, driven, quick energy, edgy, and very goal-oriented. Aries keeps his foot on the accelerator the whole time. The key of Aries is sovereignty, along with Leo. But Aries wants to work independently, while Leo wants to lead. The sovereignty is absolutely one of the biggest themes for this super full moon. We are coming into the eclipse season of October. I just gave you the dates. The last week of September will be a very busy time, a very powerful time, with possibly a little bit of darkness. Let's try to go step by step with this full moon and all of the aspects. As I have mentioned many times, Pluto is square to the nodal axis in Capricorn. This has been going on for quite a while. This is a choice for people. It's a major choice about where we're headed. No more Mr. In Between. Can't do it anymore. Are we going to go to love? Or are we going to stay in victim consciousness? Are we going to remain trapped by negativity? Or go more fully into being a co-creator? People are going through massive, massive changes in their lives, in relationships, in jobs, in residences, in friendships. There are huge changes. I had to go to the airport actually 3 times this last week. And when I was there, I used a wheelchair. It's easier. I don't have to do the long walk. And they were short-staffed, and so people had to take 2 wheelchairs at once, which was quite a feat. But it just shows you about the big changes. And as for partnerships, my very close boyfriend died in July, and the husband of my children died while I was in Texas having the funeral for my boyfriend. Those are relationship changes, and they were huge. This energy is like a vice. Pluto squares the nodal axis is like a vice forcing the changes one way or the other. These choices are probably more important than anything you have ever made in this lifetime. I want to say that again. The choices you are making starting now are more important than any choices you have made ever in this lifetime. Because whatever choice we make is going to set us on a different future frequency in a completely different direction than we have experienced before. This energy runs through November and is strengthened by a lot of the dwarf planets. The North Node, which is our collective path for growth, is really being ignited by the planets of power, which is very, very uncompromising and against any social exclusion and opens up for inclusion. The energy will fight against inequality and elitism. It is a call for truth, for justice, and for a fairer society. The energy is feisty, like a street warrior, and will fight to the end to get a fairer society. This energy is moving us towards sovereignty, focus, and fighting for what is right. On the other side, the opposite side, Mars is conjunct the South Node, which is actually helpful. Mars is considered a strong energy, but is weakened at the South Node. Mars tends to be impulsive, trigger happy, and jumps at something or anything. Its motto is, let's do it now, without thinking of the consequences. But Mars in Libra thinks of others, includes others, likes partnerships instead of just leaping into action, which can tone things down a bit. Thank heaven, we're going to need that. However, this energy is massively powerful. There is a huge theme around power here, and Mars is individual power. Aries is individual power, squaring Pluto, which likes state and country power. Top-down Capricorn deals with corporations, governments, institutions, which have historically held power. Big institutions, governments, are a classic example of this. Elite people at the top telling the poor people at the bottom what to do. And the states have that power as well. But there is a big ongoing clash for the rest of 2023 into January of 2024 between state power, government power, versus individual power sovereignty. Individual rights and freedoms with this energy is coming up very strongly. We have Uranus, the planet of rebellion, revolution, earthquakes, volcanoes, shock. It's discontinuous energy, like chain lightning, and very eruptive. The energy is absolutely about freedom and greater equality in society. It's very similar to the Aries energy, which happily begin the new era. This is considered New Year's for the Zodiac, as well as for the Jewish faith, which is celebrating Yom Kippur tomorrow. So we're starting something new. With Uranus quincunx Mars, this time is very much about freedom. Like, don't tell me what to do. Don't give me the rules. Don't cage me in. This is a very restless, rebellious, revolutionary energy. The sun's aspect highlights the revolution, rebellious energy. Not only that, but Uranus is square Venus and has been for quite some time, since the end of June. This is the third exact square that's happening. Venus rules Taurus, where Uranus sits, and this energy can express itself in various ways. If you have Venus or Uranus in either your fifth house or your seventh house, you could have a new, out-of-the-blue relationship. You could become available for a new relationship suddenly, or you could lose a relationship by death. It can be someone younger, your new relationship. It can be a foreigner. It can be somebody with a completely different background than you. It will be exciting, a bit off and on, a wild ride. If you are in a relationship, this energy can create a greater desire for freedom and independence. That's if you're in a relationship now, like an engagement, a marriage, or a partnership. This energy can also change your values. Uranus stays in Taurus, ruled by Venus, until 2026, but can bring a radical change in values. And I think that every single one of us has been going through a radical shift in our value system, away from material stuff towards sharing love and sharing community, which Uranus can do. There could be another kind of a kick in these shifting values with Venus Taurus, and that is wealth, money, banking, currencies, as we move into October, which is also eclipse season. And historically, if there is a volatility in the stock markets, it's very often in October. There is an aspect of potential vitality as we enter October, and this energy could manifest in that way too. The energy is also trine Mercury, which can be wonderful for brilliant original ideas, genius ideas, out-of-the-box ideas, with very clever people. Natally, people who have a Uranus-Mercury aspect can be very plugged into the mind of God, kind of hyperactive downloads, insight, where they can explain how quickly their mind is working, where they're getting the information from. They know because their mind is plugged into a higher level. Actually, it could even be galactic information coming through. I was born with a Mercury Uranus aspect. I have my Mercury at 28 degrees Aquarius and my Uranus at 28 degrees Taurus. So there you go. The energy forms a grand earth trine. Uranus at 20 degrees Taurus, Mercury at 20 degrees Virgo, and Pluto at 27 degrees Capricorn. So this is an equilateral triangle in Earth, and we've had a few recently. This is about new ideas, new thinking that could be related to finances, currencies, economy, also food production, agriculture, again ruled by Taurus. I really want to tell you here that although there has been a push towards centralized currencies by the government, the direction of travel with this energy is to decentralize. Because not only is it in Uranus, which represents decentralization, grassroots, up communities, but by early next year, Pluto will be moving into Aquarius. It moves at the end of January for 9 months, and in late November 2024, fully into the sign of Aquarius for the next 20 years. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, the sign of grassroots up communities. New ideas are coming in, new ideas around health, Virgo, bringing them down to manifest, new systems that work, could be new financial systems. Mercury and Virgo suggest very tiny systems that are localized with new currencies in different areas. I think that's entirely possible and even likely. There will not simply be one big centralized digital currency, although that is clearly the desire the government has right now. I know Texas is a Lone Star state, and Texas has already been talking about going back to having its own state currency. Very interesting. Mercury in Virgo, which rules it, is very determined to get the facts, the details right, to pin it down, to dot the I's and cross the T's around health issues, nutrition, the gut, is very linked to Virgo. It wants precision. Precision. However, now it's opposed by Neptune, and Neptune can question what we are trying to get precision on. What are we trying to get precision on? Virgo Pisces is linked to health. In any pharmaceutical drugs, is also linked to the media, and is linked to blood. But Neptune, in its lower expression, can throw a cloudy mist over everything. It can cover up the truth of lies and deceit, like smoke and mirrors, which is what we're working through right now. Is it true or is it not? Where we need to go with this is to know that Neptune is in a long-term square all through 2024. To the galactic center at 27 degrees, Sagittarius. What is this saying? That if we are hitting a wall with our right mind now, we have to go higher. If you're hitting a wall and you can't discern right and you feel confused and you don't feel that you're tying into your higher self, go higher. Meditate. Work your chakras. Go higher with your intuition and raise your vibration. You also can do it with music. Check in with your intuition. Check in with your guides. Check in with your angels. It's time to reconnect to the God source. The galactic center is where we have this raw plasma. I talked to you about that. And with the help of the moonlight, we can have this divine intelligence pouring out and into our bodies through our crown chakra, where we create and manifest in this world at the 3D level. This is one way to move up and to get out of the 3D mind. As we close the show tonight, our focus is on reaching out to the galactic center. You have both Uranus and Neptune helping you, and Mercury taking you out to the right opening, the right portal. We are truly blessed to have this energy available to us at this time. I'll have a lot more next week. I wrote as much as I could in the time element that's allowed here. As we continue on towards ascension, I will be giving you more and more information. So as we close tonight, I have a happy song coming to remind us of the power of the moonlight. And it's by my old friend Perry Como. Do you remember him? And the song is called "The Best of Times Is Now." Then we will have Moonlight on My Window by William, our guided meditation, and we'll end with Transformation by Richard Schulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening and good night.
Left of summer but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So hold
live and love as hard as you know how. And make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now. Times is now.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in. And breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.